Well, come on, give the Lord another shout of praise. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that's gathered here in the sanctuary. We thank you for those, Father God, that's watching the live stream, Father God. And I want to tell you something, Lord. Most of all, we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit here with us. We thank you, Father, for your presence. It would not be the meeting would not be worth having if you weren't here, Lord. But we thank you that you are here, and we cherish your presence. We honor your presence. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. And Father, now I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear your word and a heart to receive your word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because your word is life-changing. It is life-changing. I say again, it is life-changing. Glory to God. And so I thank you, Father God, for your anointing, your call upon me to minister your word. And dear God, we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen with me. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. All righty. Praise God. Go ahead right now and turn in your Bibles to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Glory to God. Psalm 103. Thank you, Lord. And I want to share with you, minister to you for a few minutes on reason for praise and thanksgiving. Now, you know, we could, all of us, man, could stay here all night giving reasons. You know, if I just opened it up and everybody spoke tonight, we could be here the rest of the night talking about reasons for praise and worship and all the good things that the Lord has done. Amen? Praise God. But you know, this man David, who wrote the 103rd Psalm, it's one of his psalms, he went through a lot. He went through a lot, and we won't go into all that he went through, but you just read about David's life and you'll find out that he had to run for his life. He had to hide many times. And some of David's problems were self-inflicted. Okay, some were self-inflicted. But some of it was the devil just trying to keep him from being where God wanted him to be. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. Some of it's because of jealousy or fear of man or whatever. And all those things, by the way, are still active today. The same old devils that were active in David's day, they are still active today. And there are hindering spirits today that will try to hinder and keep the will of God from being done. But you know, David learned one thing, and he learned to praise the Lord. Amen? Amen. Yes, he did. He learned to praise the Lord. And so and I may take this at least for a little while, verse by verse. We'll see where we go. But it starts out, and again, I'm reading from the New King James Bible. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." You know, you have to be determined. You have to make up your mind that you're going to bless God. Amen? You have to make up your mind. You have to be determined that you are going to bless him. But not because if the enemy finds out that he can put enough pressure on you to keep your mouth closed, he's going to do it. Amen. You don't win battles by keeping your mouth closed. If you don't believe me, ask Jehoshaphat. Amen. It was the praisers that were out front, the tribe of Judah, the praisers that were out front. And matter of fact, because of the praise, they didn't even have to fight in that battle. You hear me? They didn't even have to fight in that battle simply because they chose to praise the name of the Lord. And I want to let you know, one of the reasons that you are created, and that when I say you, I'm talking about me too, not just you folks, but all of us. One of the reasons we were created is to bring praise and glory to God. Amen. Amen. See, God is so awesome. He is so awesome in every way that praise have to go out to him. Because Jesus says if we don't praise him, what's going to happen? The rocks are going to cry out. Praise is going up to God. Something or somebody is going to bless the Lord. Why? Because he's truly deserving of it. I think of a magnet. You know, metal is drawn to a magnet. And so praises are going to be drawn to God. If we refuse to do it, somebody else is going to. Amen. If we choose not to, if we want to just sit back and talk about all of our problems and how things are going wrong and we don't have this and we don't have that, then we can do that because God made us as free will people. We make up our own mind. But let me tell you something. We suffer as a result of it. We lose as a result of it. David learned this lesson, and so he said, and he's talking to himself, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Sometimes you have to jerk the slack out of your own self. Let me say that again. Sometimes you have to jerk the slack out of your own self. Yes, you do. Amen. So he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Every part of my being, let it bless the Lord. Say that again. Every part of my being, spirit, soul, body, finances, whatever it may be, every part of me, let it bless the Lord. Let God get glory out of my life. You're still here. So he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now let me tell you something. And I think we'll be able to see this as we go along. Blessings open the doors for answers. It will open the door for answers. Verse 2 says it again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You know, when we begin to gripe and complain and bellyache, we forget the goodness of God. We forget about the goodness of God. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. So he's telling himself, but you know this is in the Word of God for us also. God doesn't want you to listen to me. Good. God does not want us to forget his goodness. Sometimes folk rather talk about bad things. Well, you know, God's doing this and God doing this, this happened over there. Oh, God did it. you know, God killed this one, God killed that one, God. Look, we're children of God. We should be focused on the goodness of God.
Amen.
The goodness of God. He said, forget not all of his benefits. Don't forget his blessings. Let me put it to you this way. Don't forget what Jesus Christ purchased for you at Calvary. Let me say that again. Don't forget what Jesus purchased for us at Calvary. He paid a high price that God's blessings may come on us. So verse 2 again, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And listen to me, and the very first thing we need to remember is who forgives all your iniquities. That's where we began. That's where we began. I am so glad to be able to stand before you today and say, my sins are forgiven because of what Christ did. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. We're going back to the 103rd Psalm, but I want to go to the first chapter of Ephesians. Look at verse 7. It says, in him being Christ Jesus, in him we have redemption through his blood. You see that? The forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I tell you what I want to do. Let's go back up to verse 1. I want to read back down to verse 7 again. Now, I want you to receive these riches into your spirit right now. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Now notice here, this is written to the church, right? It's written to the saints. It's written to the believer, right? Amen. Say, this is written to me. Amen. Verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, now grab a hold of this, who has blessed us. You see that? Did you see that? Let me read it again, because I want to make sure you get this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, not cursed us. I said not cursed us, but he has blessed us with what? Every spiritual blessing where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm so glad to be able to announce before you this evening that I'm a citizen of two worlds. And my permanent citizenship is in heaven with the Lord. My temporary citizenship is here in the earth. So is yours. Hallelujah. Verse 4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. See, God loved you that much. He loves us so much. that we were chosen before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? Holy, not wicked, but holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the what? Good pleasure of his will. Good pleasure of his will. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Look across at somebody and tell them, say, you've been accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. I think as I look out at everybody, I think everybody's saved. Hallelujah. And now I'm back to verse 7 again. Let me read it again. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. David says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, who forgives my iniquities. Amen. While we're over here, let's look at Colossians chapter 1, since we close by here. Colossians chapter 1. Now here in Colossians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul was praying for the church. And then when we get down to verse 12, it says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
Say, I've been delivered from the power of darkness. Say it again. One more time. Don't you ever forget it. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, and there it is again, the forgiveness of sins. Praise God. We are forgiven. Now let's go back to Psalm 103. And I want to go back to verse 3 again. Notice what he says here. This is one of our benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. And look at part B of verse 3. Read it. Who heals all your diseases. Who forgives all your iniquities. Who heals all your diseases. Is that in your Bible?
Amen.
Glory to God. That's good news, folks. Go with me to the book of Isaiah, 53rd chapter. Isaiah 53. Jesus is our healer. Listen to me. He is our Savior and he is our healer. Say that again. He is our Savior and he is our healer. Glory to God. Now, in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Now I want to read that again. But he, this is Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. That's what Isaiah the prophet prophesied many years ago. Now, I want you to go with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. All right. I'll just read verse 24. I want you to see something here. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. It says, who himself being the Lord Jesus, bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that's the cross, that we having died to sin. See, that's what David was talking about. Who forgiveth my iniquities, okay? So, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we having died to sins might live for righteousness. Look at this. By whose stripes you were healed. By whose stripes you were healed. David says he heals all of our diseases. Isaiah prophesied, by his stripes we are healed. The apostle Peter, writing under the anointing and direction of the Holy Spirit, writes, by his stripes you were healed. Glory, hallelujah. I hope you got that. See, Isaiah was prophesying, looking ahead at the cross and what Jesus Christ would do. Isaiah prophesied that by his stripes we are healed. But then the Holy Ghost, if I can say it this way, tapped Peter on the shoulder and said, write. By his stripes you were healed. So Isaiah is looking ahead at the cross. Peter now, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, is looking back at the cross. Isaiah said, by his stripes you are healed. Peter says, by his stripes you were healed. And that should be your confession today, that by the stripes of Jesus, I have already been healed, because he heals all my diseases. Hallelujah. You don't have to beg for something that you already have. It's already been given to us. Jesus, our Savior. Jesus, our healer. Say that again. Jesus, our Savior. Jesus, our healer. Glory to God. Y'all still with me? Praise God. We got to get a hold of this. And please, folks, stop looking at what happened to someone else. Oh, Lord, they didn't make it, so what chance do I have? They were closer to the Lord than I am, but they didn't make it. You know, Psalm 91 says, a thousand may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Thousands, a lot of folk. 10,000 is a lot of folk. A thousand that, let me read it so I don't mess it up. I don't want to mess it up. Go with me to Psalm 91. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Verse 7, a thousand may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. They have it on the screen. Let me read it again. A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. That need to be your confession. And again, I'm not saying go out and do something stupid and act crazy. But that should be your confession. By his stripes, we were healed. And if the enemy attacks your body, don't stop fighting the good fight of faith. Let me say that again. If your body get attacked, don't you stop fighting the good fight of faith. Because go back to 1 Peter 2:24 and see if it has changed. And I'm here to tell you it's not going to change. By his stripes, we were healed. We were healed. 1 Peter 2:24, we were healed. It was taken care of at Calvary. Yeah, people have challenges, but we have something to stand on. We have the word of God to stand on. Now, go with me to the book of Matthew. Y'all still here with me? Matthew chapter 8. And before we go into Matthew 8, let me finish what I was saying earlier. Too many times we look at other people and we think, well, this happened to them, this happened, that happened. What chance do I have? You have to understand, Jesus is your Lord. He is your Savior. He is your healer. Amen. I said amen. Stay in fellowship with him. Can I tell you something else? I got some deep revelation for y'all. I don't know if y'all can handle this. How many of you think you can handle some deep revelation? Let me see your hand. Yeah. Okay. That's just about everybody. Y'all bold, ain't you? Yeah, y'all know me too, don't you? picking with you, but this is the absolute truth, what I'm about to say. There is only one Jesus. Only one Jesus. And in your own personal life, he's your personal Savior. He's your personal Lord. We're all family in Christ. We're all family, and we need to love one another, treat each other right. But know that there's only one Jesus. Only one. And he's the one we look to. Praise God. I would say learn from other people's mistakes. Learn from other folks' mistakes. Praise God. All right, do you have Matthew chapter 8? We'll go just a few minutes. In Matthew chapter 8, drop down to verse 16. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. I like that. You see that? He cast out the spirits with a word and healed all that who were sick. Verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself, you see that? He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Wow. By his stripes, we were healed. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Well, Pastor, then why have you had to deal with sicknesses from time to time? Well, you know what? And the same with you. I haven't been the sick trying to get well. What actually was happening was I was the well, the heel that the devil was trying to make sick. It's in the Word of God, folks. Jesus himself took our infirmities and he bore our sicknesses. By his stripes, we were healed. So when you know that he's bore your sicknesses, when you know by his stripes you have been healed, then you can stand and resist the devil like the Word of God says, and the devil will have to flee. He has no choice. He has to flee. Now, let me say something here. I know what you may be thinking, or somebody viewing may be thinking, man, what are you talking about? You don't know what I've had to deal with, and I believe God, and I did this, and nothing happened. Let me ask you a question. Have you spent some time in God's presence and asking for his wisdom. Because sometimes things don't happen, if things don't happen, they don't happen for a reason. Now, I can tell you right now, this is 2021 that we're living in right now, March 2021. This is one of the most stressed times that I've seen in my lifetime. Folks are stressed out. Folks are not casting their cares over on the Lord like the Word tells us to do. They are carrying them themselves. And so what's happening a lot of times, you know, we're confessing the Word, you know, we're standing on the Word of God, but we're fighting against our own selves. Because, and I'm just using stress as an example, there could be other things. How many of you know, and I'm preaching to me too, y'all do know that. Matter of fact, I'm hearing what I preach before you do. Amen, because it's coming out of my mouth. But we don't want to fight against God. We don't want to fight against what he has provided for us. So we're saying, Lord, heal me, heal me, heal me. But now we're worried about any and everything, all stressed out. Is there at least one amen somewhere? I know you're listening. I got your attention. I know you're listening. But do you follow what I'm saying? Sometimes we can slow down our healing, so to speak. There are folks right now, believers, that loved God, and they're with him right now. But there were people that they refused to forgive. Mm-hmm. They went to heaven. I believe they were born again, they went to heaven. We all want to go to heaven, but why go before your time? I don't want Jesus to have to say, look at me and say, you early, son, but come on in, I love you. Come on in to the joy of the Lord, you early. He's not going to say that to the Apostle Paul. Or he didn't say that to the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul said, I kept the faith. I fought a good fight. I'm now ready to be offered up. My time is up down here, folks. Here I come. Because he had said another time that he had a desire to go and be with the Lord, but because the church needed him here, he did not go. So I want to say this to every believer. Whatever weight you have, give them to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to the Lord. Get rid of the weights. You are not physically or emotionally capable of carrying it. It's going to wear you out. It's going to beat you down. Yes, people will do you wrong. Things happen. As they say, stuff happens. Stuff happens. Why? Because we're in the world. We're in a fallen world. Things happen. But I'm so glad Jesus prayed for us in John 17, chapter 17. He said, Father, I don't pray that you take them out of the world. Why did he pray that? Because he needs us here in the world. While it's our time, he needs us here in the world to help do the work of the ministry. So he said, Father, I don't pray that you take them out of the world, but I pray that you keep them from the evil. The King James Version say evil, but it also said the evil one. Keep them from the evil one. Don't let the evil one dictate what you say, what you think, where you go. I've got to quit. But folks, we got to understand that we live in mortal bodies. And it can only take so much stress. I hope you hear me tonight. It can only handle so much. Just like a basketball, or if you keep adding, putting air in, pressure. Guess what? That thing's going to explode, because it can stretch a little bit. But after a while, it's going to reach its limit. Like a rubber band, you can stretch that thing and stretch it. But after a while, it's going to say, this is it, pop. I hope you're listening to me. And in closing, we'll deal with this some more. It can happen, it can so easily sneak up on you. Kathy and I talk about this often, man. You find yourself, exhausted, and then you thought, man, how'd that happen? I told you on Sunday, this body that we have is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You ready for this? God has given us, each of us, the responsibility of maintaining the temple. Ain't easy. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can do it. Hallelujah. Might need to do a little exercise. Do some jumping jacks. Sing a little song. Taking care of the temple. This is the only house we got that keeps us in the earth. When this house can no longer hold our spirit, we out of here. We out of here. But don't you ever forget, Jesus paid the price. There was nothing left undone at Calvary. Glory to God. Why don't you stand to your feet a moment and just bless the Lord? Hallelujah. Praise God. Just bless the Lord. Glory to God. Play something, guys. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory.